This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. European leaders have been discussing how to place sanctions on oil from Russia without depriving their citizens of an energy source they depend on. They reached a deal at some point on Monday. VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
European leaders have reached a compromise to impose a partial oil embargo on Russia at a summit focused on helping Ukraine with a long-delayed package of sanctions that was blocked by Hungary. The watered-down embargo agreed on Monday covers only Russian oil brought in by sea, allowing a temporary exemption for imports delivered by pipeline. EU Council President Charles Michel says the agreement covers more than two-thirds of oil imports from Russia, cutting a huge source of financing for its war machine. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Russian troops pushed deeper into a key eastern Ukrainian city, fighting street by street with Kyiv's forces in a battle that the mayor has said has left his city in ruins. This comes as the European Union did, in fact, agree to partial embargoes of Russian oil in an attempt to pressure Moscow to end the war. At Russia's advance, the increased in intensity, and its forces also shelled regions in Ukraine's northeast, and a struggle continued for control in the region to the south. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said that a Russian blockade of ports is preventing the export of 22 million tons of Ukrainian grain, contributing to a growing global food crisis. And again, European leaders did, in fact, discuss how to place sanctions on the oil from Russia without depriving citizens of the energy resources they need. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says that there may be some bipartisan support to tighten restrictions on the kind of high-powered weapons used by the gunmen in the Texas school shooting. Biden told reporters at the White House on Monday that some Republicans who have been against more gun restrictions may have been jolted by the massacre into what he calls a more rational approach. He added that there's simply no rational basis for the sort of assault-style weapons that were in the hands of the gunmen. He goes on to say that the Second Amendment was never absolute. Biden later honored the nation's fallen in a Memorial Day remark at Arlington National Cemetery. The World Health Organization's top monkeypox expert says that she does not expect the hundreds of cases reported so far to turn into another pandemic, but she did acknowledge that there are still many unknowns about the disease, including how exactly it's spreading and whether the suspension of mass smallpox immunization decades ago may somehow be speeding up its transmission. In a public session on Monday, WHO's Dr. Rosamund Lewis said that it was critical to emphasize that the vast majority of cases being seen in dozens of countries globally are in gay, bisexual, or men who have sex with men, so that scientists can further study the issue. She did urge those at risk to be more careful. The strongest hurricane on record to make landfall in May in the eastern Pacific has now swept ashore on a stretch of tourist beaches and fishing towns in southern Mexico. Torrential rains and howling winds from Hurricane Agatha whipped palm trees and drove tourists and residents into shelters. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says that it made landfall as a strong Category 2 Monday afternoon, about 5 miles west of Puerto Angel. Rescuers searching a mountainside in Nepal have recovered the bodies of 21 of the 22 people who were on board the plane that crashed a day earlier. The Terra Air turboprop Twin Otter lost contact with the airport tower on Sunday while flying on a scheduled 20-minute flight in an area of deep river gorges and mountaintops. Recovery efforts were delayed because some of the bodies were pinned under the plane's wreckage. Rescuers, working with their bare hands, had difficulty moving the metal debris. 4 Indians and 2 Germans were on that plane. The 3 crew members and other passengers were Nepali nationals. And recapping our top story, again, European leaders discussed and made some progress on how to place sanctions on oil from Russia without depriving their citizens of energy sources that they depend on. And Russian troops pushed deeper into a key eastern Ukrainian city, fighting street by street with Kyiv's forces in the battle for that city. There is more at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.